Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today as I'm seeing so many familiar faces. I want to make sure you guys can see me okay. I see all of you coming in. I am so super excited. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Today is April the 27th. It is about noon here in Central Florida. Hello, hello. I am seeing some old and new faces. I have some local faces out there today. Melissa, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Always so grateful for you and your energy and everyone else. Come on in. Let me see who... Ita, good morning to you. It's so nice to see you here. I love your little code name. It reminds me of the energy right now, actually. So I know many of you know. Now we're going to have a little conversation. I'm sure some of you are coming off of Mark Husson's show. I know you had a great time. I know he's going over some super important things with you all astrologically. There's a lot of wisdom coming from that man. So I know you all enjoy that. And it makes it a lot, it gives us a good basis, a good background, certain things we can't deny that we come together and understand and learn and grow from. And that is some of what is about to happen. Now, I'm going to say Uranus. I know people call it all different things. I am, as you all can imagine, so excited that we are now in a Uranus and Gemini season for many years ahead. I do know it's eight about. I'm sure Mark has the exact dates for us somewhere, but in any case, or CA Brooks is out there, Terry Campbell. Many of you probably have the dates down pat. I kind of like to wing it, as you know, but I could definitely feel the vibes. I know that certain energies are difficult, more difficult for others. So we don't want to neglect some of that truth, but when it's a more of an upbeat, electric, like Serena, I want to shout out to her. She's always nailing everything on the head for me. She's definitely picking up my vibe today. So you could see the background is really in alignment with where I'm at energetically for all of you. I am very, very excited to share some more energy with all of you. And of course, communication is key. Connection is key. I don't want to rant too much. I'm going to ask for questions today, but I do want to remind everyone that we have excuses now to really have these conversations with ourselves that could be more positive, that could be more childlike, that could be more upbeat, maybe not hanging on too tight, maybe not controlling things too much day to day. I think when we start trying to over control, we start losing something in that. Maybe not, and I will say this out loud, focusing on that pot of water that isn't going to boil. You know, the energy is free. The freedom is not going to be denied. I know many of you feel it. Where do you actually feel free? We could find freedom in restriction. We could find freedom in routine. We could find freedom in everything we do. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of a shift to find that freedom. You know, Nadine, good morning to you. I'm so excited to see you. I want to say hi to people that I see in the room because I have a lot of familiar faces in here, old and new. So I'll say it that way. Not that any of you are old. I think we're going to have some fun today. I believe now with this vibe, we are going to be connecting more through our technology. I'm definitely going to be showing up more online. I have some little secret plans going on. I have amazing humans in my life who are really pushing me out, just like, you know, five months ago, 6 months ago, however long it's been now, I went from never to here showing up, you know, visually, which is something I never wanted to do. And so I am so grateful that you're live today, Nadine, Joni, you too, Jean. Fairy, hello, Lara. Good morning to you. Quelly, from the other coast, good morning. Maya and Ita, so happy that you're here from Italy. Shelly and Michelle, who else? Tiffany, it is so, so nice to see you here today as well. And Kimberly, you too. Fran, Suzanne, who are, you guys are like really full on today. Laura and I, Randy, Jim, hello, Tara, always. So, so great to see all of you. Okay, so I do want to say, I think as a reminder, you're all, I think maybe the key component of this new energy that we're all going to feel is that communicating with yourselves, when we say, you know, Geminis are twins, and we have to be careful of this because we forget that our thoughts can become things, and we forget that we have so much wisdom that we share. I love you too, Melissa. I'm so happy that you're here with us today. Melissa's here for the first time, everyone. And she is a local, she's a Florida girl like myself, and we are very connected, and I'm so happy to have her here. A lot of what we're seeing now is because of the communication factor, really being able to show up for not only yourselves, but for each other is so, so important. And now, any form of communicating that you may have held back with or taken a step back, or I know many of you, you know, feeling stuck, so to speak, or I think that there's just enough air. Okay, let me say it this way. Your wisdom will have wings, your growth will expand, and from time to time, you will understand that it doesn't have to be so matter of fact or rigid anymore. You will be given permission to kind of, I want to say wing it, but I know that's not, I don't want to sound so nonchalant that we don't have control over things, but honestly, giving up control sometimes is a lot of fun. And so I hope you understand that. It's also giving yourself permission to communicate. I'll say this, Melissa and I connected earlier, and we had some you know, good conversation. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's heavy, and with all of you, you know, we connect. Sometimes it's light, but with this Gemini vibe, I think that it's really going to give us a deeper ability for unexpected insight and answers through sessions, through our time together, through our time apart, whatever it may be, because there's a lot of chatter going on now. And so with all this being said, I'm already living it, and I love it. So I feel good that we can get a little bit of unexpected flashes of insight and new information that may have not been showing up. You know, Taurus likes to kind of, and I am talking about the Uranus vibe right now, but of course we'll carry on in a few minutes and go back to our session, our time in sessions together, our readings together today. I do believe that we will uncover things that have been missing to help us no longer feel kind of stuck. We think about the Taurus vibe, how it, and I don't think that it's not to say Taurus is making us feel really stuck, but it is a grazing kind of energy. And I do believe that with that being said, now we kind of are like, okay, what's coming out of the sky? We leave the ground. Yes, we have to be careful of trying to find our ground at times, but we get to really look up and say, hey, what's next? What flashes of insight are you receiving? And I do think it's above. I feel like we no longer are in that maybe the groundedness of what we've all gained and the roots that we have within ourselves. Now, if we think about the tree trunk of our lives, you know, being the trunk, we get to take that out and say, okay, how are we going to fill our branches? You know, we get to look up. And so now we get to grow and expand and bear fruit and everything, every good thing. So let's come into the room. It's 12:12. And let's take some questions. I am going to offer opportunities today. Let me think of something. I wanted to actually start giving you a little challenge today, but I have to think about that for a minute because you guys can see me now, so that's not fair. I wanted to challenge you a little tiny bit. Okay, I know one. I'm going to offer some complimentary minutes over at this site for a call. So anybody who answers first is going to be sent some minutes if you are registered on our One to Listen website. And if not, that's okay. We'll connect. And so my question for the day, and we can again learn to look up and see what kind of flashes of insight you get on color, because color is one of the easiest things to capture, I think, in our space. I know many of you work with color every day, and if you don't, maybe it's time to add a little color to your world and your energy. We can ask God for the information, of course. That's where we want to go, or whatever that means for you, your higher power, whatever your vertical connection is. So tell me what color my lampshade is on my desk. Don't rush to the choice, because now here we go. You all know me very, very well. You know my pink is everywhere, but maybe not always. That's my clue. And anyone who answers first is going to get, there you go. Anyone who answers first is going to be sent a few minutes from the site, okay? And you all know me so well. Keep it going. Keep it going. Nobody's going to guess this one, I have a feeling. It's okay. We're going to keep going. And think about it through the show. Some of you are getting a little warmer. It's definitely an offbeat shade for me. I'll tell you that. I have one close answer so far. I have some of that too. See, the thing is, you're seeing my space with all the colors that are always here. And so, but this is a specific lampshade that you cannot see. Tara, go back to where you were. And I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go the whole show and see if anybody decides. And we'll see who wins the prize. Okay. Okay, now let me see who's next here. We're going to start. In the meantime, so far no one has it, but that's okay. That's good. Remember, it's a looking above. It's that flash of sight. Sometimes blinking your eyes helps. That helps sometimes. Maybe you get better answers. And as soon as I see it, I promise we'll go ahead. Jane, you're halfway there. There's a color though. Jane said white. It is. There's some white on it, so I'm actually going to send minutes to your account. We'll talk about it after. Maya, you too, but there's another one. Okay, Nadine, that's it. Okay, it's white and cream. It's white and cream. Yes, beige. White and beige. Yes, white and cream, same. Okay, so you guys, we will connect. I will send. I know I have some of your account. I have three, so I'm going to give them all three, okay? Okay. All right, now we'll try to do that a little bit. It is like that, Jane. Very good. Very good. All right, now let's go ahead to the top. Sometimes it takes a minute. But okay, you did, Ita. Well, you're you're doing great. Let me see. Okay, so here's the thing. Where did you say that? Did I miss you? Okay, I'll get back to it, but we'll include you too. All right, very, very good, everyone. Thank you for playing along. But there's a reason for this. So when you start working with your own energy and your connection, when you start that, and you're not starting, you're all professionals at this point. You all have this gift, right? And so working with it and practicing is so much fun. And that's part of this new vibe, because you can use it in so many different ways and have more fun with your energy. Like, you can grow. Somebody says to me, oh God, why do I always have to grow spiritually? You know what? It's like work and this and that. And then we have to learn this and then do that and then do all the right things and learn about karma and this, that, and the other thing, right? And so honestly, this is all true. But at the same time, we now are being given permission to have more fun with it. And so over time, we will connect with it and fun and more, you know, just doing an exercise like that every day. I guarantee you within a couple of weeks, you'll have that. You'll have it. What does it say? How many days for a habit? 21, 23. There's a little discrepancy there, but you get the message. You get the point. Every single day you practice with yourselves and start with the colors because it's so much fun. Then we can go from there and just keep going. Okay. Okay. Now let's see who's next. Now, Kimberly, how are you doing? I'm so grateful that you're here as well. I want to make sure you're still here. I feel like picking on you. And let me take a peek at you. Scattered is okay also. You guys are so funny. Trusting beyond self-doubt, Shelley, is great. That's very true. All right. Well, I want to talk to Kimberly for a moment, and then we're going to come down the list, okay? I have a message for her. And I actually feel like you're going into closer relationship with someone and there's new beginnings. There's also a lot of communication, the way you've been communicating and will communicate. And this isn't even an accident. Obviously today I feel this for all of you in some way, but for you specifically, Kimberly, I also feel like you may have to sign something soon that is very significant, whether it be a contract, could be a lease, could be a new item, you know, it could be even a warranty. You're going to sign something that's very significant and important, and you are actually meant to do so. If that's a question coming up within the next few weeks, I also feel like, there's something else. Allowing yourself to be closer to people. I also feel that very, very strongly. And I do believe that is going to happen. And so your faith has been tested. You have overcome some things, and now you're going to strengthen that faith again. And you're going to be, you know, I don't want to, I'm back to the winging it word, I guess, but the whimsical, really fun, really, really fun, how do I say this? It's the whimsical vibe of making things the best you can without over controlling, without being afraid. That's the thing. I think in some ways, I'm not saying no one is omitted from going into a place of fear around certain things. And we all have that specific fear about a certain thing. There is no doubt in my mind. We are all one that way. But when we lose that, I think this energy is going to help us lose some of that. And when we do, the sky's the limit, you know, and Kim, I feel that for you. I feel that for many of you here. And so I'm super grateful that you're here, and I hope that rings true for you, and I want you to come back and share, okay? And let us know. Jean, you asked for me for a card. Let's take a look, okay? I want to do something fun. I actually see a color for you of baby blue or a teal, like anywhere from baby blue to teal. I love that. I also love water for you right now. Really, really coming out of difficulties. I feel strongly about that for you. When we see a rough sea, if something's been bumpy, I see some tummy sensitivity. I feel that very strongly. When we come from this, we're going to go into a smoother sea. I do believe between now and June, your world's going to really, really lighten. And I feel good about that as well. I pulled the Six of Swords, but I also want to say there's more than that happening with you. And I hope that works. Because there's so many meanings the bottom line is you're going into a smoother terrain. And so sometimes we say we're in a little bit of, I always call it choppy sloppy when it's rough out on the sea, but we are in a little choppy sloppy sometimes. I'm really relating this to you physically also in your tummy, because I do feel a calming coming through. I feel very, very certain about that. And I love that you're coming to a place. Not only have you gained so much wisdom, you're coming to a place of peace within yourself as well. So as those waters come, and it all has to do, and you're going to get a lot of gut instincts as well. I could tell the way some of you are communicating in different ways. We're going to see a lot of this happen in this energy now over the years to come. Your energy right now, your claircognizance is really coming through very strong right now, and your stomach is reactive. So if something's off in your space, believe me, you are going to know it, and your stomach is going to react to everything. I would get answers from that. Lara said she loves the choppy sloppy. It does go from a choppy sloppy sea to a smooth sea, and our lives are this way. Sometimes it comes in waves. Sometimes it comes in, what am I looking for? Melissa, where are you? You go to the beach. What am I looking? A swell, you know, like rolling seas, all of these things. This is what our lives do. I think we can also relate it metaphorically. You could tell I'm very, very into my nature right now, and I clearly need it with this Uranus vibe, because, you know, I could be like through the ceiling in the sky, you know, so I don't fly off on you guys. It's good. The nature part is good. I will say this. The energy is obviously heightened. I do believe it will shake you all up in the right way. With a lot of positive self-talk. I will say this again and again over the weeks, and then I'll chill out on it, because it is so very important to not doubt things. And we're going to learn that. We're going to learn sometimes by letting go how much freedom we have and how many great things can come. And this doesn't mean I'm forgetting about the world and the way we are right now and the things going on. It's unbelievable. But we want to be specific about looking forward, and we want to be specific about looking to great things. And so I do feel the energy is going to open up, so we're able to do this. Okay. So where's my remote office girl? Guys. Hold on a minute. Coming back to the top. Good vibes are here. So your mom, Kathy, now, of course, this is a topic that I always say is meant for the big man, you know, like no one ever knows. I have seen Kathy is working on inner peace, if this helps you. I feel this very, very strongly. And I also think I see softness. I feel something bright around her. And so, of course, when we see these things, I don't believe that you know how I say, like, we get nervous because our loved ones are aging and it seems to be really close, but then they go on and on and on. This is the vibe I'm getting a little bit. And at the same time, there are some things that she has to satisfy herself about before she can actually exit. I always say there are two things that can alter at any given moment, and that's life or death. And whether it's a newborn or someone about a loved one leaving us, you know, it changes on a dime. And I have seen some of the worst case scenarios turn into the best, where it goes on and on and on and on, or and doesn't happen at all for years, you know. But that isn't our story, I know, with your mom. But at other times, you know, sometimes it's just like it's unexpected to the point where everybody thinks everybody's going along great, and then, you know, it happens in her sleep, you know, that kind of thing out of nowhere. And so I'm not seeing a long drawn out process here, but I cannot and will not be able to give you a timing on that, because it's really up to the man above. And I also believe that these things occur when really we're not really, you know, we're not looking. I believe that she has a little bit more to go on herself, and she's doing that, and she's coming into a place of peace. I also want to say this, and I know it sounds, there's an extraordinary outfit. I don't know if she owns it, but it also seems cream in color, or a little off shade of white, antique-y kind of color. And I don't know if it's like it could be even a house coat for all I know, but there's something about this that she's in, and she looks beautiful, and there's something about that. I don't know why they're showing me this, but this is how I see her in the future. And it's very, very sweet and comfortable for her. I don't know if she has this and wears it, but I see it. So maybe that's something even Mother's Day is right around the corner. She may, you know, be put into that or something. Like there's definitely something they're showing me. I love the color pearl, by the way. Oh, that's really the color. You said that color. I didn't even know till this second. That's exactly what I'm seeing for some reason around your mom, or her wearing something a little darker than that. But nevertheless, the shading is very true. Okay. All right. Now let me come back to the top and take a look. Okay. Somebody has something. Randy, I love that. Does anybody have anything going on the right side? Sometimes I could tell that somebody has something fussy on the right side of their body, because I keep touching mine and I could feel something coming from somewhere else. And there's nothing, I have nothing, you know, going on. So I'm like, wait, what is this over here? Does anyone have this going on? I would like to know that. And if you do, please come and let me know. Okay. Randy said, this is another thing of paying attention to the energy of the now, right? She said her ears are ringing. Is it spirit trying to tell her something? I think sometimes when we're activated in our clairs or our senses, we are being asked from in a spiritual way, you know, pay attention to some of this. I feel this for you. And I do believe your ears are taught. Do you get information? Do you get information in this way? Do you ever get messages that you hear? Because of course I'm going to go right to clairaudience. I'm also going to go, so your clairaudient vibes are increasing. I feel that, but I also feel like there's something going on that you're supposed to hear in your space. So let's take a peek at that. Have you thought of any classes or writing geared towards youth, lessons, learning, experience, teaching, any of this? Writing, journaling, something has to come out of you this way. So I'm going to ask you to consider communicating, even with yourself, of course. We have an excuse to communicate with ourselves now because Gemini allows for doubles of everything. This is how I'm like really looking at it, because it is really nice to have an opportunity to have a reason to really be able to get things out in the open. And I feel good about that without fear, you know. But I do believe you're meant to be writing or learning, taking a class, very, very significant coming up ahead. I have been thinking about journaling, but I haven't kept up with it. It's time to keep up with it. And I also feel there's something that you may learn in the, like for the new semester though, not this is the end of the school year. So I'll say it like this coming up. I feel for the new school season, August, September, there's a class that you can tune into. And I definitely feel that for you, even if it's just a couple hours or a weekend course or a seminar or a day thing, whatever it is. I feel very confident that this is going to come up for you. That's one of my biggest messages for you today. You're supposed to be learning, and you will. And it's not a big stressor. It's something that's going to call to you and it will come your way soon. Okay. It's probably not going to come until June, but in any case, and I'm not opposed to you doing it in June, but I'm thinking the new semester as well. So it may be something you do now coming up and then continue in a bigger way. But I love that for you. Now, journaling is good. It does help. I do think you'll get something out of it. And I also believe that sometimes, you know, there's a lot of talk out there about the inner child, and I really never go there with a certain depth. But I think it would be fun to characterize yourselves as a child of some sort, to decide and let that little being or that little helper, you know, that child that, and yes, okay, we could say it's an inner child, but I'm making it an outer child because I feel like it. But I think it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do? Bring back some fun in your days or your nights, because life has become more difficult. It's become a little more challenging in so many ways, just in a, where you used to, you know, maybe hang on the phone for 5 minutes for waiting on an answer for something. Now we have to wait sometimes hours, leave your number, we'll call you later. This kind of thing. So I feel a lot of this going on. And I do believe that this is, I think it's very important that you get in touch with this part of yourselves for more joy. And I believe this is energy is going to allow and invite us to do it. And so for you, Irandy, the ringing will slow down or lessen when you write and journal and express And then what happens is that ringing slows and you become more insightful through hearing. And I love that for you. And I do believe that's going to happen. Okay. I'm coming back to the top. Michelle, many blessings to you. And I'm so sorry for your loss. Again, Michelle had just lost her daddy. And she had done such an amazing job taking care of him and being with him at the end. So she says this. Okay, so you're saying, since my daddy died, I have some PTSD delivering him. You know, it's exhausting to say goodbye to our loved ones. And we can't rush our healing. We can't rush any aspect of what we do. We have to be careful. I think the best thing we can do is take care of ourselves in a better way, no matter what that may mean. Because we have, when we grieve, we look for things to try to feel better. And I believe that feeling better comes on its own with time, no matter what we do. So we want to remind ourselves to choose more carefully about our decisions and things like this. So no major decisions for a little while. I feel that strongly. And also giving yourself permission to take some time out to heal. I think escape routes that are healthy, trying to get lost in something other than our own thoughts, hanging on to the greatest memories, you know, there's no answer. There are no correct answers for grief. It is so bittersweet. And she did such a fantastic job. I watched her every day and the way she took over, and something in her spirit knew when it was time to take over. Like, everything was so divinely timed. Like, if you don't know God's in your world, I don't know what, because you were, I mean, I am so in awe of how you handled it, and you really handled it for him. You didn't handle it for yourself. You handled it for him. And that's the best gift you can give someone. And I believe also comfort food. I'm very bad for your diet, but I do believe I have too much cancer and Taurus in me, guys, to not go to food. I'm sorry. But, and that, you know, I really do believe it's comforting. And I also feel like I love you too. And you could sleep. Sometimes escape from some fun when you're ready and when you feel like it, you know, a series on TV to take your thoughts away from everything, a healthy escape there, something fun and silly or joyful. Comedies are good. Laughing is good. Recognizing, of course, along the way that your daddy will be laughing with you in spirit, and they never really go away, you know, guys? But my heart goes out to you, and I know you're one day at a time. It's what it's all about. Tara said she woke this morning. Her teachers were telling her that cold water will help her ground. I think any kind of fluid. Mark Husson always jokes around about, oh boy, was he right. And is he right? About the fluid being a part of the Gemini calming, or having to have that to pull us down somewhat, because if not, we get lost in the ethers, you know? And so it's very interesting. There's no amount of fluid. When Steven needs the water, you know, emptied in the bottle or whatever, if he needs the empty bottle or whatever it may be, he's like, here, can you drink this? That is a total Gemini trait. I am definitely on board for that. And there are many times, now today is not true, this doesn't ring true, but There's often times I have four drinks on my desk, and no, I don't drink alcohol, as you all know by now. So I can't. And I know many Geminis that shouldn't. And it's just the way it is, because we don't have a differentiation between one drink and 10, because it's the same. So there's that. Okay. Food is very nurturing for sure. And TV can be a little fun too. And staying away right now from anything that is irritating, like the way of the world, being very gentle. Yes. Jane, thank you for that and talking to her. And where are you, Jane? Did you ask me something today? Coming back to you. Oh, Fairy has a question. Could you pull a card about how to spend my next birthday? How about we think about this for a minute? How to spend the weekend and the day? I'm really always about if it's accessible, my biggest answer for you is doing something you've never done before. I mean, I'm all about nature and all about the animals. As you all know, I'm nuts, but in any case, how about water for you? Can you get near the water? I love like a day to do nothing really for you. Like doing something new all at the same time. If you could work that out over the weekend, that would be great. I say a little self-nurturing, perhaps a new facial or massage or something like this, or even reflexology, something completely for you and you alone. Getting into nature. I love the water vibe for you. If there's a way you can take an escape overnight, that would be amazing, but really with no huge plan, okay? Now, I did pull the Three of Cups energy, and I want to give you that card for the year. And I feel the celebration of that. I feel the joy of that. You're celebrating your femininity, celebrating with friends, or, you know, sometimes our best friends aren't human, but that's okay too. And sometimes they are. And any which way to celebrate you is what you're going to do. The Three of Cups for the year, it doesn't come without emotion. There's going to be some releasing, but it also comes with celebration and joy. And I love that for you. Okay. All right. Now let's see. Jane, you did ask a question. She said, what part of New Jersey am I from? I grew up so New Jersey, closer to Philly than shore. I'd love a card regarding it. Okay, we'll get a card, but can you give me a little more on your question? I'm happy to answer, as you know. I was born in Bergen County, Hackensack to be exact. I grew up in Passaic County and Ocean County, north and south. Okay. But I've been here much, much, much longer. Also North and South Florida. So, okay. Let's take a look. Let me see if you said something else, if you're here. And I'm going to give you a minute. At Remote Office Girl, I believe that you should visit I don't want to pressure you into the race, but I also I like late spring. And I'll say May. I really feel like May, June. I mean, I would like for that. Can you do that? Okay. Now, Jane, I'm coming back to you. Yes. Question about going through with the medical. So the question is, should I go through with this medical procedure, and what's going to occur if I do? How's that? Or is it worth going through this medical procedure? She said, is it worth it? Do they want to do it immediately or within 90 days or? I'm not smirking to smirk, but for some reason I want to in some way. And I don't know why. I'm going to say yes. I feel yes. Oh, you put it off the last 2 months. So one more month. How's that? Because I'm seeing within 3 months, so maybe we have one more month, and I pulled the Ace of Cups, and that would make a little sense. That's what I'm going to say. 1 month. Yes, I do believe it's worth it. And I think I'm smirking because I know you're a little stubborn, and that's okay. We all are. And I feel, listen, I am not a medical doctor. I cannot give medical advice, and I know I won't. But I really, truly trust in every bone in my body. I trust you're doing the right thing. You will make the right decision. I see one more month. For some reason, hold on a minute. You're correct. I postponed today till end of May. You are stubborn. But that's about 1 month. Okay, so there we go. We're in alignment. Let's go with it. It's a good sign. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm giving you a time frame, and you booked for that time frame. So now we have a little proof that, you know, God's on our side, paying attention. It must be meant to be, right? I think 3 weeks from now, you're going to change. Yes, Om is right. You're going to change your mind and be better about it, and you're going to go for it. How's that? And you come back and tell us how it was. Okay. It all lines up with the 3 months too, from the time you were told to do it. It's been two. Or you got the picture, Missy. I'm glad I'm not in boss mode. No, I'm only kidding. I'm teasing you right now. You're okay. We'll watch over you closely. Melissa, you're not going to like me right now, but I'm going to say as early as June, as late as September to begin. But by June, the energy is very fitting. This big change of, I just realized this about Jim, this huge change of this Uranus energy definitely takes some pressure off of him and makes things, and Pluto, he has really, really good aspects. I'm not, you know, astrologically speaking, with an extremely visible, I didn't realize this earlier. I'm just going to say this. He has a really, really nice group of aligning planets, I'll say it that way, that will can occur at any time. But I have June and September, and honestly, it's probably something he knows by June or starts, but I'm saying June and September because they also showed me the ninth month, because there could be something by then that even propels him more forward, starting June, going September. Okay. I have these little, I could see on the side of me here. I could tell I have twinkling lights and stuff. So I love you so much too. Yeah, it's going to be good. That was good for here. Good question. And you come back and tell us. Okay. It'll happen. I promise. Okay. I have two more minutes, guys. And I'm trying to see who I missed. Oh, Ita. Okay, first of all, let me go to Rebecca. I think you should sing, Ita. Cut and dry. That's my answer. It's been in my mind. I've been on my mind the entire show, and I'm just getting your question. I swear. So let's do that. You have great aspects too, actually, just starting. I want to say sing-a-ling-a-ling, but you should. I mean it. I love that. And now, who's next? Nadine, I love you too. I'm excited. Nadine, I'll be talking to you very, very soon. I'm giving you a little bit of time and space. It's meant to be. Rebecca wants to move though. And Nadine, I'll come back to you next time. I promise. I would love a message about a job. Okay, she's on the West. Do you want to go to the East Coast? Do you keep going back and forth on me, or am I imagining this? Were you not on the East Coast? I see a boomerang going on. Rebecca, definitely. I don't know when yet. I'm going to say this, within 4 months is coming very strongly. Okay. I hope that helps. 4 months. I wish I could say 2 months, Rebecca, but I feel four. I don't know why. Things are just, but it's good. I think it's meant to be. I think if you go into, it's too rushed, it doesn't feel right, something is off about it, or maybe in 2 months you know that you're going in for this kind of thing, okay? So let's do it that way. Okay, for those of you coming in for a little bit, Mindy, I'm just seeing you now. Good morning to you. Thank you for being here. We'll take a look next week. Karen said she had bad temper tantrums when she was a toddler, so bad she'd hold her breath, and the doctors would tell her parents to throw cold water on her. I love that. And it's very, very common in our generation, actually. So, okay, everybody. Serena, thanks for being my producer today. And you're wonderful. Thank you for these fabulous, fun graphics. Definitely the vibe of the moment. Everyone, lots and lots of love. I'll see you soon. I'll see you next week. And I'll see you over at 12listen.com. I'll be really excited to connect. Bye, everybody. You too, Lara. Have a wonderful week. You too. Bye, everyone.